Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. Welcome back. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris. Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. Visit with the dentist. We were talking about the top 25 in college football. Before I get to like some of the rankings, one of the things I wanted to bring up was, so I just started diving into the college slate yesterday and handicapping and trying to break down the games. And it's a weird week because we have Penn State, Ohio State. Does it mean the same thing that you thought it would mean in week one? You know, you thought this might actually be for the Big Ten.
Yes. Like,
you have Vanderbilt in Texas, which ends up being a huge game.
I know.
And I don't think people, Texas is going to win that game, by the way. And I don't think people realize this was the case with the way that Vanderbilt's played. You got Duke and Clemson. These were two teams that were thought to be, you know, front runners for the ACC. Yeah, they stink. And some of the other games, like even Georgia, Florida doesn't have the same feel to it.
No.
Notre Dame's at Boston College, Georgia's at Florida, Indiana at Maryland. So it's not like the, you know, the greatest, like matchups that you could have where the, we thought these teams would be better. Like Texas Tech, Kansas State. I think at the beginning of the year, everybody thought Kansas State was going to be really good and it hasn't been that. And Texas Tech has been amazing.
Well, there's a lot of big surprises to me. I mean, like,
well, you got, I don't know. Real quick,
you got Texas, two losses. I picked Texas to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. They have two losses now. And then I switched to Ole Miss because when I saw Texas, I said, I think Ole Miss is going to win, you know, the SEC.
You're going to pick A&M now because I think that's the right one.
I think it might be A&M.
They've been playing their asses off.
They've been
off,
really
man.
Good. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. It is.
Well,
and Vanderbilt's a shocker to me.
Yeah, I just saw that Theo Von was out with Diego Pavia's mom. That was, there was some ongoing thing. They showed up on a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, who knows what's going on there? But they had a bet or something, and he said, get me a date with your mom. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then they, I don't know if this is just some joking thing that's going right. on or if there's something going on there. But Cincinnati's at Utah. That's a top 25 matchup. USC at Nebraska. USC's in the top 25. But one of the bigger games this weekend is Oklahoma at Tennessee, and whoever loses that game is out of the playoff picture if you expect to be in it. So, again, there were some games this weekend that we really thought were going to be huge, and they turned out not to be. As far as the top 25, let me give you the top five. We'll do the AP poll. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia. I don't think Georgia's a top five team, but it's hard to argue that. I really like what I'm seeing from Georgia Tech, and I think they're in a weird spot this week. BYU's yeah. played their ass off. That Miami loss really sucks because now they're at 10, but them and Georgia Tech have basically a boat race to try to get to the front. And I'm not trying to, mm-hmm. I don't think Virginia's good. And I know Rob's, but you can send me a message or whatever. Virginia's 7-1 on the season. So you are what your record says you are, but I still don't, I think something's missing there. Was there any other team? Like, how do you feel about Florida State now? What happened? They just fell apart.
They just
man.
Fell apart. I was really hopeful for a while because, you know, the big win over Alabama and then they look pretty good actually. You know, the, I don't quite remember how high they got in the poll, but they were well thought of by the panelists. And then they're just completely falling apart. So, yeah, it did surprise me. I don't like it when even the teams they don't root for, like the Gators and the Hurricanes, I like when the Florida teams are good because football's always good. It's like Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Texas, you got Texas A&M, Texas Tech. There's a lot of good teams in Texas, a lot of good teams in Florida. I like seeing all of them there because maybe it's comfortable for me. I just, you know, the history is the same. But I am surprised by that. But Penn State shocked me. I thought they'd be really good this year. That was the biggest shock. Florida State, I didn't expect anything from. I'm a big fan, but didn't expect much. Penn State, I expected to be competing for the national championship. I didn't expect their coach to be gone midseason and, you know, all the other things. And then on the other side, like, Georgia Tech is a pleasant surprise. I've always liked Georgia Tech. Vanderbilt shocks me.
If you, by the way, if you start watching Georgia Tech more, you're going to fall. Their head coach is a former offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And when he talks after the game, or if you get to see his the speech before the game, it's like, I want to play for that guy. Yeah, he's so likable. He's straight up with everything. There's no sugarcoating this or that. He'll tell you how he feels his team did and all that. But I just think a really fun coach. And if you haven't watched Haynes King, good God, what do you have? He had 3 passing touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns, 100 yards rushing and 200 and some yards passing or whatever. Just ridiculous.
It's just... Well, it's funny because I always like Georgia Tech for the dumbest reasons. Because what's their nickname? The Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
What's the University of Rochester's nickname?
The Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets.
Not the Rambling Wreck? Rochester Rambling Wreck?
But I'm a hell of an engineer.
Yeah.
That's my name in high school. Brooklyn Tech. We were the engineers. That was
God.
So it's all this wrapped up.
The Rambling Wreck from Brooklyn Tech.
But a hell of an engineer.
By the way, you brought up Texas teams. So in the top 25, Houston, Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech. Yeah, Texas has good teams. They're pretty good. And usually Florida is as well. But, man, it was disappointing. So
did you ever see the Georgia Tech, the motivational speech by the pastor, not the coach?
I don't know.
I think he played for the Lions. It's Derek Moore. He was a team chaplain. I'll play it for you on the break. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to want to get up and play.
Well, that was like you were telling me about the speech that you had after 9/11, right?
Oh, yeah. Some police officer grabbed me the other night and said that. So it was the most motivational speech he's ever had.
Well, he's never heard me, right?
That's true. Oh. Well,
I mean, come on.
If she encountered you, it may not be anymore, but it was up until today.
This is motivational. You know what motivation I have? To get the hell away from you. That's what I have. By the way, who do you think the best team in the country is before we step out?
Ohio State.
Do you?
Yeah.
I would agree. I am so interested in this Indiana team. I think Maryland's going to play them tough this week, but I just don't know how they hang
again,
with them.
Again, huge surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as big because they've been good. They were good last year. They made this big turnaround with that coach. Their defense is tough, man.
When they beat Oregon, I went, I think we have something.
Yeah.
I think we have something on our hands here. So it's going to be fun to watch. I like Elijah Surratt. I don't think Mendoza's as good as everybody thinks he is, but for whatever reason, Cignetti, what he's done is he goes and he finds a quarterback in the transfer portal. That's what he's done every year here.
Yeah.
And then he went out to Cal and said, hey, you want to come here and play? I think you'd fit my system great. And now the guy's a Heisman frontrunner.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
And couple that with a great defense.
Absolutely.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.